This podcast is intended for investment professionals only. Hello and welcome to Market Talk, where we take a brief look at what's front of mind in financial markets. In today's episode, we'll be looking at the all-important US payroll data, examining the cyclicals versus growth trade, and summing up what's on the agenda as the great and the good head to Cornwall for the G7 summit at the weekend. So from Cornwall to Hong Kong, where Ben Bennett, Head of Investment Strategy and Research, is on the line. Ben, hello to you.
Hi, Francis. How are you?
Yeah, good. Thank you. So last week, then, should we kick off with the US payroll numbers announced last Friday?
Yeah, so it was a very keenly awaited number on Friday, because the previous month had been actually weak in terms of the number of people that had been recruited over the previous month. So, you know, the question was that a blip? Are we going to get a massive number for May, for, you know, in terms of US number of people being employed? But actually, it was another fairly weak number. Well, it was still pretty strong, over half a million people in a month. So pretty strong. But I think the expectations were for more than that, for sort of 1 million, even could have been higher than a million. So I think still signs that companies are finding it hard to get people to come back to work, perhaps. People are very happy to sit on the sofa and take the unemployment benefit, perhaps, Phil.
And the Fed last week said it would begin winding down its corporate bond exposure, its bond ETFs and holdings. I mean, how significant is that then, Ben?
Well, they're playing that down, that announcement. So these bonds that they bought were at the peak of the crisis last year. And they were doing it really just to provide some liquidity into the corporate bond market, just to try and keep things going. But you know, the corporate bond market's been totally fine for nearly a year now. So really, you don't need to do that from the Fed. And they're saying, we'll probably just wind it down. As you say, it's about $14 billion. So it's quite a large amount that they will sell by the end of the year. But in the context of the regular new issuance that we see in the bond market, the regular amount of mutual fund demand for this bond market is actually not that much. So that's probably not the most interesting thing. So we're going to get the Fed in a couple of weeks' time, and they will, instead of that, they'll be focusing more on their Treasury and their mortgage QE program. And they'll be giving perhaps hints about whether they'll be slowing down the amount of purchases that they're making, perhaps. Perhaps they'll talk about it in a couple of weeks' time, but I think they'll probably wait until September, given that payroll data wasn't that strong.
Yeah, and that's what we'll be looking out for, the main event, isn't it? Let's just have a look at markets now. And we've got, those powerful cyclicals roaring ahead again at the expense of the growth trade. I mean, in your view, is it still very much a risk-on rally out there?
Yeah, I mean, it's sort of changed the companies that have been doing better over the last few weeks. So, of course, last year, all the growth stocks, the technology stocks, all those companies did really, really well. So far this year, and certainly over the last couple of months, it's really been the reopening trade, the cyclicals. Companies like commodities are doing amazingly well, haven't they? So they have been out. So perhaps the Nasdaq has been lagging. Although having said that, over the last few days, technology also did pretty well. So, yeah, I think this is just a rotation. People trying to find companies, stocks that are a bit cheaper, maybe give a bit of a better hedge against inflation if we were to see inflation. I don't think it's a massive trend. And as you say, probably just in the context of still equity markets going up, aren't they? That seems to have been the case for a while now.
And should we read anything into the fact that it seems to me, correct me if I'm wrong, that Europe, UK stocks are beginning to outperform US stocks now?
Yeah, a little bit. I mean, the US has been the leader through the whole of this period and for many years. But to be honest, if you strip out the big technology companies, the ones that we all know, the sort of Amazons, the Facebooks, etc., out of the S&P 500, if you look at the S&P, let's say the 494, if you strip out sort of the six massive companies, they've been doing fairly similarly to Europe as well. It's really only been those massive technology leaders. And perhaps with those companies, like I said, those technology companies taking a bit of a step back, everything else is much of a muchness. But you're right, now Europe is opening, they're opening up as well. The UK has obviously been open for a little while. You'll see a lot of other companies that are in these jurisdictions, as the virus gets under control, they'll start to do a little bit better. And that has been the case for a little while now.
Okay, so turning attentions to this week then, Ben, I mean, we've got some important inflation figures, both from the US and from China.
Yeah, so I mean, the payroll data was last week, as I said, and that was the first of the sort of big three that we've been waiting for a while. So yes, this week is going to be inflation. US core and headline inflation, probably the most important. Chinese could also be interesting, of course, yeah, but most people are focusing on the US one. So that's on Thursday, and that comes on the back of a massive number last month. So, you know, we had, I think it was 0.9%, month on month for core inflation last month. The expectations for this reading is about 0.4%. Our economist reckons it could be higher than that. It could be another big one. Just he's saying that things like used cars have been going up in price by such a lot because it's quite hard to get a new car. That, you know, even that on its own could be worth sort of 0.3% of core CPI. So, you know, it could be another big number. And then once we've got that data, then we're waiting for the Fed, which is the week after. And I've already mentioned that.
Yeah. And I wonder if this time the market's more prepared for it than last time. I don't know. We just don't know. Well, we'll see anyway. And of course, the European Central Bank, the ECB meeting on Thursday. What are we looking for in the statement there then?
Yeah. So, well, I mean, they're doing their own purchases, of course, of government bonds, and they are reviewing that on an ongoing basis. So there is a chance that they could review the pace of purchases again, maybe reduce it. I don't think they're going to be reducing it by much, if they do at all, just because, you know, the economy, particularly in Europe, is still relatively fragile, isn't it? We haven't totally got back to normal. There's the chance of another dip with another virus resurgence. So I suspect they'll remain prudent in terms of just keeping the support there. They haven't got the same inflation pressure that we're seeing in the US. They've got a little bit of inflation pressure, but not the same as the US. So why cut down now? Why not keep the support going? I think that's probably what they'll do on Thursday.
Yeah, steady as she goes. Now, Cornwall and the first face-to-face summit since the pandemic. What's in the agenda there then?
Well, there's a few things, aren't there? But I think one of the interesting headlines we've already seen in a sort of a preliminary agreement is on corporate tax, with the agreement before the even meeting that they're going to have this sort of minimum tax rate on sort of international earnings of 15%. This has actually been something going on for many years, in discussion of a minimum corporate tax rate. And there's still actually a few hurdles to go. So this isn't the final agreement, because it's got to go through not just the G7, it'll have to go through the G20, a more broader sort of OECD agreement as well. But, you know, maybe this is demonstrating, isn't it, that we finish this race to the bottom of corporate taxes, and maybe they're going to start creeping up. Probably isn't worth a huge amount of negative impact on equity markets, maybe 1%, 2%, something like this.
Did we get a reaction then from, you know, the FANGs on the back of that, or not really?
No, not much. I think it's still a small amount, and it's still got a few hurdles to clear. So, you know, it's relatively small. I guess, like I said, it's just a signal in perhaps the direction of travel that we're going to be going in. And then the other stuff that you're going to be hearing, I suspect they're going to be talking geopolitical things. You know, they'll maybe be talking about China. They might be talking about Russia as well. So as you say, it's an opportunity for everyone to get together and compare notes.
Okay, so finally, before we came on air, I asked you, Ben, to pick a number to finish this podcast with just a significant number that was for you. Could be home, could be work. So I'm going to say, what number are you going to choose for us and why?
The most important number this week is 12, because that's Saturday, 12th of June, which is my birthday. So I'm going to taking a few friends that I've met over the last few months in Hong Kong, and we're going to go on a boat down the harbour. I'm not sure where we're going to end up, some beach or something. It's the first time I've done this, so it's quite exciting. So yes, the 12th of June, that's the key number this week.
Wow, that sounds fantastic. And well, look, we hope you have a lovely birthday. And thanks very much for all your insights. And we'll speak soon. Thank you. If you've enjoyed listening to this podcast, you can leave us a rating, or maybe even a review if you're feeling particularly generous, on the Apple Podcast app. It really helps new listeners to find us, and we're always on the lookout for new ways we can improve. As a reminder, this podcast is intended for investment professionals only and shouldn't be shared with a non-professional audience. This podcast should not be taken as an invitation to deal in legal and general investments. Any views expressed during this recording belong to the individuals and are based on market conditions at the time of the recording and do not reflect the views of legal and general investment management. Forward-looking statements are, by their nature, subject to significant risks and uncertainties and are based on internal forecasts and assumptions and should not be relied upon. Where individual stocks are mentioned, these do not constitute a recommendation to buy or sell any security and are for illustrative purposes only. Legal and general investment management is authorised and regulated by the Financial Conduct Authority. For full terms and conditions, please visit our website. To find more great content, check us out on Twitter, LinkedIn, and our website, LGIM.com.